This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un plans to travel to Russia this month to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin and discuss the possibility of supplying Moscow with weapons for the war in Ukraine, as Russia says it is seeking closer military ties with North Korea. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks reports.
The last time North Korea's Kim Jong-un met Russian leader Vladimir Putin in 2019, he took his armored train to Vladivostok, the closest major Russian city to Pyongyang. On Monday, the New York Times reported that he would travel to Russia this month to meet Putin again, under very different circumstances. The paper reported Kim will discuss the possibility of supplying Moscow with weapons to support its war in Ukraine, citing U.S. and allied sources, who also said Kim will travel from Pyongyang again by train and they'd meet again in Vladivostok. The Times reported that this time Putin's likely to ask Kim to send Russia artillery shells and anti-tank missiles in exchange for Moscow's technology to improve Pyongyang's satellites and nuclear-powered submarines.
That's Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks reporting. Russia said Tuesday its air defenses destroyed three Ukrainian drones that targeted the Russian capital. The Russian Defense Ministry said the drones were downed over the Istra district of the Moscow region, as well as the Kaluga and Tver regions. Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin said falling debris damaged a consumer services facility in the Istra district. The Russian officials said there were no reported casualties. The Russian Defense Ministry also said Tuesday it downed a Ukrainian drone over the Crimean Peninsula, which Russia has occupied since 2014. Ukraine has routinely used drones to target Russian territory amid Russia's invasion of Ukraine. You'll find more on this story and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The U.S. may have sent cluster munitions to Ukraine to aid in its defenses, but activists are still seeking to bolster a treaty banning them. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
Backers of an international agreement that bans cluster munitions are striving to prevent erosion in support of it after one leading human rights group calls an unconscionable U.S. decision to ship such weapons to Ukraine for its fight against Russia. Advocacy groups in the Cluster Munitions Coalition have released their latest annual report on Tuesday. It comes ahead of a meeting next week of envoys from the 112 countries that have acceded to or ratified the Convention on Cluster Munitions, which prohibits the explosives and calls for clearing areas where they litter the ground, often during or after conflicts. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In the western United States, organizers of the remote desert festival Burning Man reopened the road leading out of the festival grounds, allowing tens of thousands of attendees to escape after they've been trapped for days by mud. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
After the way out had dried up, organizers reopened the exit from the week-long music and art festival in Nevada's Black Rock Desert. Aerial video showed a 10-lane-wide line of vehicles inching their way on a 5-mile dirt road to the nearest paved road. Burning Man is usually held in sunny and dry weather, but an unexpected summer rain turned the venue into a quagmire. Festival organizers had told people to conserve food and water for days, as the road to the main gate remained closed due to the storm. Some reportedly ignored the orders and tried to drive or walk to the nearest highway. Just the tickets for the event, which drew tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and social media influencers, were set for around $575, and that's before gear, supplies, and other costs.
That's Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reporting. The U.S. Congress is returning to Capitol Hill in Washington to try to avert a government shutdown, while House Republicans also consider whether to press forward on an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Congress will consider a short-term funding measure to keep government offices fully functioning and provide emergency funding for Ukraine and federal disaster funds. A Republican-driven probe into Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings is also on the agenda. Time is running short for Congress to act on the budget. The House is scheduled to meet for just 11 days before the government's fiscal year ends on September 30th, and the deal-making will play out as Republican Senator Mitch McConnell and Representative Steve Scalise struggle with health issues. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.